We're starting a new week, Erev Chodesh Av. Unfortunately, it's in the shadow of the threat of our Arab neighbors from close and from far, which is causing a certain amount of tension amongst many of the people in Eretz Yisrael. We know that our Avodas Hashem is not to be in a state of tension, to have menuchas ha-nefesh, peace of mind, to know that we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the most powerful protection. Therefore, Mi'etz Hashem, this week we'll make a little bit of a review of the Mizmah that was compiled by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Yoish B'Seser Elyon. The Rishonim explained to us that this is a very powerful Mizmah, and it does not have the letter of Zion in the entire Mizmah. And they say that one who says it with Kavona will protect him from any type of weapon, any Kli Zayin against him. This is our power. So if we're saying it anyway, it's a good time to refresh our understanding of what we're saying. So the opening statement is, Yoshe b'seisa elyon b'sel shakayis loinon. A person who is sitting, positions himself together with the concealed lofty God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be under the protection, the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is step number one. Step number one is to recognize we are under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Position ourselves together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My wife's mother, she should be well for many, many years, told me that she remembers as a young girl, her mother used to tell her always, you should know Hashem is always holding your hand in all circumstances, wherever you're going. Remember that throughout your life. Hashem is holding your hand. And when the little girl said, I don't see Hashem, the mother said, you don't have to see him, but he's with you, and you can rely upon him. And that's what gave her the strength to go through many nisyonos she went through later in life, going through Russia, going into a non-frum kibbutz and running away from it, and bringing herself and eventually her family up in such a beautiful fashion, the Chvoid Shemayim. But that's the thing. We have to feel Hashem is holding our hands. We are under His shadow. He is the dome that is protecting us. All the other things are things that Hashgacha set up. All the technology. That's also a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the one behind it, the one that makes it succeed, is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. This gives us peace of mind. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought me into this world, who was with me throughout my life till this very day, with Klal Yisrael throughout our history till this very day, and we still continue and we'll continue forever. He's with us right now. That gives us that feeling, I'm in good hands. I don't have to rely on things that I'm not sure if they will work. Hashem works 100%. We work for Him, and He works for us. We are close with Him, He's close with us. Omar LaHashem, the second pasuk, I say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machzim Sudosi, you are my protection, you are my fortress, Elikai Eftach Boi. He is the God, Elikai is the lotion of power. We start off by saying, Omar LaHashem, Hashem is the Midas HaRachmim. Number one is I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Rachmim. And He protects me, He's my fortress. Together with His Rachmim, Elikai, He's that powerful, almighty God that I put my bitochen in. I rely fully on Him. This is also important for this period of time, the 9 days, which is the time we're trying to masakin the various of sinas chinam. The Vilna Gaon says, the source of all the sinas chinam, the hate, the jealousy, the indifference to other Jews, is when a Jew is preoccupied with himself. He thinks he's running the world, and then whoever is interfering with him causes him sinner. Somebody has things that he doesn't have, causes him jealousy. If a person has the Elokei Avtach Boi, Machzim Sudosi, I realize Hashem is everything. Everything I have in life is from Hashem, and He protects me. No one can take away from me anything that I deserve to have. I just have to do the right things. Obviously, when there's a need for shtalus, we do it. But we're making the motions that Hashem feels is acceptable. When a person has that attitude, that I have everything I need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not lacking anything, and nobody can harm me against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives him a tremendous feeling of sameach b'chelko. He's happy with what he has, and when a person is content with himself, then he looks around himself and he says, Hashem is so good to me, I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be good to them. So we should take advantage of this time. Yes, it is something that can arouse anxiety, fear. We're going to use it the other way around. It's a time to give us a deeper recognition of how much Hashem is our Marzim Sudosi, Elikai Eftarbo, the one who protects me, who I can rely on. We can use that to give ourselves peace of mind, mechazik our families, those around us, to feel good, Baruch Hashem. We're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to get to a higher level of Bitochen, and together with that, we're going to get to a higher level of recognition that I can be happy with what I have, and I can help others, and care about others, and daven for others, and be good to others. Yes, Hashem, with that, we will use the situation, instead of just being afraid, being strong, steadfast, and bring ourselves closer. Yes, HaMashiach, B'mehir, B'mehir.